You are listening to Affirmations for Living with Edvige, where each week you're invited to join in our upbeat discussion as we look deeper into spiritually based principles that can change your life. We know that change can open doorways to new beginnings, and we are dedicated to helping you make the changes needed to improve your life. And now, here is your host, Reverend Dr. Edvige. Hello, everyone, and welcome in to another edition of Affirmations for Living. And of course, I am your host, Dr. Edvige. It is a delight to be here with you today, for I know that you could be in a million other places. And I want you to know truly from my heart how much you are appreciated for tuning in today. For it is my goal, my desire to bring you week to week tools to empower, uplift, and inspire you to be the best that you can be. And so today definitely speaks to that, for my guest is absolutely amazing. She's known as the Angelic Whisperer. But before that, let me give you our telephone number so that if you have any questions, feel free to call in and speak with us. That number is 888-627-6008. Again, that is 888-627-6008. And since we only have an hour, I'm going to go right in. My guest today is Kathy Crosswell. She is all the way from England. And so I so appreciate her because I know it's in the wee hours of the morning. And yet Yes. She's here with us. So hello, Kathy.
Hi, how are you?
I am well, thank you. The better question is, how are you?
I'm awake.
And that's a good thing.
Totally, yeah.
And so I appreciate you being here. I promise the next time we'll figure out how to make this easier for you.
Thank you.
So without further ado, I'm familiar with who you are. I know you were on my show last year. And so just amazing insights to come forward. And if for those who don't remember, the last show, we talked about orbs. And we actually uploaded pictures of orbs on your website. And that was just fascinating. And for me, yeah. I carried around that particular picture of those orbs for over a year. And Yes. Yeah. And so you gave me such clarity and insight as to who they were. Remarkable. And so much has happened since. And so, please just share with the audience who you are, your awards, and then we can go from there.
Yeah. I'm Kathy Crosswell. I live in the south of England, very down near Bournemouth, where the beach is, and it's fantastic. Sunny here, well, it was today. As Edwidge said, I connect clairsentiently. So that means that the messages which come from the universe and all the angelic beings, they come through me as an energy. And as they come into me, they come out of my mouth as words. And if I don't get the words quite right, they stop me in my tracks and I can't speak. And then I start to see pictures, and eventually I get what it is I'm trying to say, because I'm very, very particular that the correct information comes through. Mm-hmm. So that's what being clairsentient is. That's what I do. I connect and I help people. I help them find their soul path. I work with orbs. I work with the keys. I've written books. I do events. I do workshops. I've got a lovely retreat coming up in Hawaii later on in the year. Which is particularly looking at the topic we're talking about tonight, interestingly. So that's what I do. I do lots of one-to-ones online, a lot around the world. And so quite often I'm in the evening working, or crack a door if I'm doing Australia. So, but not normally 1 o'clock in the night.
Wonderful. So now, just share with everyone, were you always like this? Were you born with this gift, or did you come into the realization that you had these particular gifts? Because as everyone listens, everyone's on their path trying to figure out soul purpose, you know, so share that
totally.
With us.
Okay. Well, as a very small child, I was very psychic, but of course, being a small child, I didn't know this. I grew up in a cottage a traditional little English cottage. And as I went to sleep every night and everybody else had gone to sleep, I would then hear somebody walking up the stairs, and they would come into my bedroom through the wall and stand and look out the window with their back to me. And I used to hide under my bedclothes. For some reason, if I hid my ears, it's like they couldn't see me. I don't know. That's child logic. I don't even want to go there because I haven't worked it out myself. If I hid my ears, I was okay. Probably because I couldn't hear them. So I was very, very psychic, and lots of things would happen all the time. But to me, it was just completely normal. And then as I got older, I met other people who also had stuff which had gone on with, you know, in their lives. And I began to realise that perhaps not everybody knows how to do this. And then as I got older still, I started to kind of get a little bit of time to myself, and I was able to open up my mind properly, and the channeling started to come, the connection started to come, you know, the healing started to come. Everything just started to open up for me. And the reason we're talking about the soul path and the soul purpose tonight is a lot of people on the planet are getting to the point now where they're beginning to want to know what this is and how to do it. Mm-hmm. Because like you said, we've, you know, we've all gone through our own journeys, and some people are still just, you know, awakening. Some people are dealing with their karma, and some people are at the point we're going to talk about tonight, which is the Dharmic Gateway point. So I believe, hand on heart, every single person on this planet has a psychic ability and the ability to connect to the, you know, the infinite wisdom and guidance, which is what we can't see around us and touch, if only we know how to do it well and how to do it with kindness, thought, love and grace and gratitude. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's again what I do when I run my workshops, my psychic workshops. I help people to understand, connect with their gifts so they can work with them. So, I have done it all my life. I just didn't really know when I was younger.
Yes, I know. And that resonates so very well.
Indeed
it does. And so let's start with what you just mentioned, the Dharmic Gateway. What exactly is this?
Well, it's quite an exciting place, actually, but I want to go back before I get there, okay?
Okay.
Like I said just a moment ago, a lot of people will be dealing with karma issues. And for those who don't know what that is when things keep reappearing in your life and you think you've just dealt with it, and the same scenario comes back again, and the same scenario comes back again, because you haven't dealt with an issue you need to deal with. So a lot of people are still dealing with their karma and trying to make sense of all of that. When you get to your Dharmic Gateway, the only way I can describe it, I wish you could see, in the tarot, there's a card with a particular arch, and that's how they show it in my head to me. Mm-hmm. And it's like behind you is your past, and before you is your soul path, the path you're going to walk this life, the actual essence of who you are, the real you, what you're going to bring to the world. And the Dharmic Gateway is the bit in between. And so many people are in this Dharmic Gateway at the moment because they've dealt with most of their stuff, but they're not yet quite ready to move forward. And they're sitting there thinking, right, okay, what now? The world seems all quite unfamiliar all of a sudden, whereas it felt familiar about a year ago. Mm-hmm. And now I don't know why I'm here, and what am I supposed to be doing? And, you know, all these questions keep coming up and up and up and up to me in the one-to-ones I do. And it's because people are ready, or I know they're telling me off already. Sorry, if I don't use the right word, they tell me off. It's because I can't help it. I talk to myself. I get used to this. It's at the point when you think you're ready to walk your Dharmic path, but you're not quite. And that's when a lot of personal work needs to happen. And that's what the Dharmic Gateway is. It's a fantastic, fantastic opportunity for people to really get in touch with their self-love and who they are in terms of, you know, what's acceptable to them, what's not. Anyway, I'll come into all of that in a minute, but it's a pause. It's like a pausing moment, a time, just a breath in the moment of time where you're held to make sure you've got everything quite right before you go off on your Dharmic path.
So it's almost like what religions, especially the Catholic religion, talked about as limbo. So it's sort of like a holding space to make sure you have all your eggs in the basket before you step onto your purpose.
Totally. But it's not quite the same as limbo because you're not being judged whilst you're there.
Okay. Beautiful. So once you get there, what happens? What are we doing?
Well, that's what I wanted to come on to. So I want to start to talk about our chakras and why this Dharmic gateway is so exciting at the moment. And
by the way, Kathy, I want to interrupt you because I just sent a picture. I just sent a picture of me to you.
And have you? How do I see that then?
I emailed it to you. I want you to see because you're going to find it fascinating. And
which email address did you use? Kathy out. There we are. Yep. Okay. Oh my word! What are you doing? And what are your hands doing? Yes.
By locating.
Wow. Totally.
I thought you'd appreciate that.
Fascinating. Yeah, I love that. That's great. Wow. Brilliant.
So, back to the gateway.
Yeah. Has everybody else seen that picture, by the way? Because they need to.
No.
Oh, it's great. No, I love it. Okay, back to the gateway then. So I want to talk about our chakras now, if I can. And I'm going to talk about third, fourth, and fifth dimension. Are your listeners familiar with what that is?
Yes.
Yeah. Fantastic. I don't need to go there then. Good. Okay. Now, the reason I'm doing this is because the angels have been on my back for the last, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks to really start to put this down to pen and paper. And by the end of next week, the week after, I'm going to have a very short ebook available, which people can get hold of for a stupid little silly price. Because upstairs are saying this is so, so important. If people don't crack this, they're not going to get on their path. So I'm working my little socks off on that one. They've only given me a few weeks. I'm going to start with the base, okay? And hopefully you'll see the relevance as we go through. So ask any questions as we do.
Okay.
Now, in the base chakra, as you know, that's where you get your sense of security, your safety, your foundations in life. Mm-hmm. In the third dimensional energy, that would mean to you, you'd want a house, you'd want a car, you want money and stuff like that. But when you're in the third dimensional energy, that comes with expectation. And when your expectations aren't met, you then try to take control of those expectations to make it happen. Okay. So what it does all the time is draw on your energy, tire you out because you're continually trying to achieve something which actually isn't really in your control. Okay. In the fifth dimension, you still want your security, safety, and foundations. You still would like your house, your car, and have money. But the energy associated with it is a sense of freedom. And it comes by totally 100% being able to ask upstairs and say, right, this is what I would really like. If it's for my highest good, I know and trust and believe that you will bring it to me. And when you can really let go of that, then everything flows to you, okay? And you get a sense of feeling really secure, but you've got this beautiful sense of inner peace and freedom, and you just blossom. Now, to achieve that, you have to go through the self-love bit because you have to really love yourself enough to allow yourself the confidence, the security, I guess, to give yourself this freedom. It is a personal journey. It's only, you know, only you yourself can find the right answers to this. Of course, there's lots of tools and techniques to help with it, but that's the crucial part. This is what the Dharmic gateway is. You'll find that self-love is the crucial part of it. Once that's addressed, then your base chakra can flourish in the fifth dimension. You'll feel free. You're not going to feel burdened by responsibility and duty and everything else which goes with being in the third dimension. in the base chakra. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Good. Okay. So then if we were going to move up, we'd move to the sacral. And the sacral, as you know, is all about your self-worth, self-belief, who you are, how much you love yourself. Okay. In the third, quite often you've got doubts, you know, and when doubts kick in, you can go on a self-destruct pathway. In my old cafe, I had a degree in that. I was fantastic at pushing the self-destruct button when I wanted to. Didn't really know I was doing it half the time until I realized I was there. And then I've got to climb back out of that energy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's because you try to break what's good rather than allow it to flow and grow into what it really is. You can find yourself becoming very controlling of people around you because you don't feel secure with them. When you go through your self-love and you really love yourself, then when you're in the fifth dimensional energy, again, it's all to do with self-worth and belief, but you know who you are. You really do. And you know that you are that I am presence. And it's just not in doubt. And then you've got total confidence that you can just let go, ask, and because you're the fantastic being you are and you love who you are, there is no doubt, you know, that everybody around you is going to love you just to be who you are. And, you know, your self-confidence is going to blossom. Your energy is going to grow. Your light's going to shine bigger. The infection of your beautiful energy will rub off on other people. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. So in other words, your resistance is gone.
Yeah.
And you're no longer pushing against. You're now just allowing and you are in the flow.
You are. Okay. Yeah, you are. I'm going to go through the rest of them and you'll see the pattern emerging. And it's easy to talk about this. It's not quite so easy to always achieve it. But we'll come to that. So then we go into the navel. And the navel is your social side, okay? So in the third dimension, you could kind of go out one day and be center of attention and the next day not want to leave the house. You could go out and sit in the corner and not know what to say to people. Or you might go out and be kind of put on this act to, you know, to draw attention to yourself. Or there's all sorts of ways we cover up our insecurity in a social way. When you go through the self-love and get into the fifth dimension, you go with the flow. And when you go with the flow, people just love you. They can't help but come to you. If you're working in this field and you want people to come into your business, get this fifth dimensional energy right, because they'll feel your energy and they'll want to come to you. And it's, again, it's just letting go and going with the flow and with absolute, total 100% love of who you are. Okay, mm-hmm. And then go into the solar plexus, our beautiful, beautiful solar plexus, our natural, instinctive fight and flight place. It is the place where it will keep us alive if we need it, okay? However, living in the lifestyle which a lot of the world lives in now, this urgency of life and death isn't so acute as it can be in some places. So we've got very good in our third dimensional energy of overriding that natural instinct. So when we're working intuitively and getting our information in, it's what we do. We override it. We don't listen. And then we find that, you know, we've suddenly got ourselves in a relationship with somebody. And then you wake up one day and you think, what am I doing here? And then you remember that your instinct told you not to go there in the first place, but, you know, you were feeling this love thing and off you went and did it. And then you sit there and think, well, really, I should have listened. But we override it in our third dimension, in our solar plexus. And then when we realize we've done that, then we've got all the anxiety and the confusion as to how to get out of these situations. In the fifth dimensional energy, we would never override that instinctive guidance from above. Our higher energy would come straight through, and you'd get this feeling in your gut which tells you that's what to do and that's not what to do. And we would just go with that's what to do. Wouldn't be a question in it. And so therefore, we're only going to be drawing in what's the best of every person and the best of every situation for us. And the rest of the stuff can be left with them for them to deal with.
Wow.
I know. And then we go into the heart center. And the heart center, you know, it's empathy, love, as we know. It's all the stuff which makes us feel good. In the third dimension, when we're, you know, nearly everybody has interactions with people and all situations. And so many people try to control the people around them to achieve the result they want. You're never going to win that one because you're not in control of the other person. But that's what we try and do in our third dimensional energy. When we go through the self-love and into the fifth, we don't do that. We can somehow stand above drama, what's going on in our life, and look down and be totally unconditional and ask for the higher self of whoever is in the situation, yourself or the other, to try to resolve it, to send love, to send unconditional love, to bring light down to help the situation, and just to know with total confidence that what's meant for the highest good is going to come forward, and you don't need to have that control. And as soon as you let go, I cannot tell you how empowering that is, because I've been through that. That was probably my Achilles heel and is my life lesson. And I have been working through that and repeating until I get it. And even now, I can get drawn down into the third quite with a kind of second, and then I have to, but I realize now I'm there, and then I stop, take myself out, and then look at it differently, and then it's all okay again. In the throat, as you know, is where your confidence is, your strength, where you speak your truth, where you get your protection from. But again, in the third dimension, you can use your voice in a very manipulative way to try to control others again. You can play on people's emotions. You can say things you don't want to say. You can put all sorts of falseness in the way of what you're saying. And when you do that, you then can never hear clearly what other people are telling you, because they're always going to be holding back a bit of themselves, because they're going to be able to feel that insincerity coming from you. Go through the self-love and get to the fifth dimension energy. Suddenly people will see you, and what I mean by that is they see you, because for the first time what comes out of your mouth is your truth, and with that truth comes your energy, comes the essence of who you are, and they can see you and they hear you then, and then they listen, then they reflect, then they'll ask, and they'll open up, and then you'll let go. And then with that, manifestation can occur. Confidence grows. It's a fantastic place to be. We then go to our third eye, the healing, abundance, sight place. And again, in the third dimension, oh God, this is the place for most people. Boy, do we overthink as humans when we're in the third dimension. Mm. You know, we get, even when we get our stuff through from above, you then question it, and you know, and then you try to find the answer, and you try to control the process of finding the answer, even to the point where you wear yourself down because you just can't sleep, you can't switch off, you overthink, you keep on and you keep on at yourself, and you're doing your own head in, and then you self-doubt, then your self-esteem goes down, you're feeling not secure, you just want to up and run, you know, nobody will listen, switch off, and you bring your energy in close. You go through your self-love and then into your higher aspect, and when information comes through then, you let it flow. And like I said, you then feel it, and when you feel it, you know instinctively what you should do. And when you do that, then abundance can flow to you because you're not blocking it. You're not putting too much protection in the way. Everything is limitless. Abundance is limitless. Healing is limitless. You just let go. The sense of relief in your energy is fantastic.
Wow.
We then go to the crown. which is where your prosperity and creativity sits. And again, in your third dimensional energy, when you're trying to control this, if you try to control your natural creative flow, you're just not going to create. If you try to control prosperity by saying, right, well, I need X amount of pounds by this date, and in your energy, you put an expectation on that, and you've put a condition on that, you're immediately, people can't see me, can they? So they can't see what I'm doing with my hands. It's like if you were to have a set of scales, okay, and each side was equal, and just slightly above it is this conveyor belt with all the money or whatever you're asking for flowing above you. As soon as you start putting a condition on it or anything, it's going to drop the scale down and twist it slightly. So when you've asked for something and then it comes to you and it drops, it's just going to drop straight past you, because you've lowered your energy and moved the goalposts. So you need to keep your energy in flow, let go, trust, let the angels guide, let it all map out. Divine timing is not linear. It's when the energy matches, and that's when the magic occurs, when the miracles occur. And you get the best of everything. Your creativity grows. You know, your meditations become so much more easy and relaxing and vibrant and alive. And you can achieve quiet and stillness just for you. And that inner peace is amazing. The causal center, the one for stillness and quiet. In the third dimension, it's a kind of forced exercise. You'll go and sit there and you'll be going, right, I need to have a bit of quiet and space now. You know, I should be doing this. And you're sitting there and your head's getting full of thoughts and more thoughts and more thoughts. And before you know it, you've spent an hour trying to be quiet. And you'd probably have been more quiet if you carried on doing your day-to-day stuff, because you filled your head with anything and tired yourself out. In the fifth dimension, when you've gone through your self-love, the sense of freedom you get and the inner peace and this total physical, emotional and mental relaxation is just fantastic. It's one of the most wonderful feelings you can have. And then you get to your soul star, which is, as you know, is where you connect to your human self and your higher self. In your energy with your human self, where Zadkiel continually transmutes all the stuff we bring to ourselves, bless the violet flame. You know, this is where we want to be intuitive and we want to follow our higher guidance. But we try to do it our best, but then because we're not really very patient as humans, we then fill that space with steps. We start to try to control the outcome again. And guess what? It doesn't happen. So we go through self-love and we get into our higher energy, the true higher flow. You know, we have guidance, our qualities shine, our personality comes out, we feel empowered, we feel the divine essence of ourselves, our pathway starts to show up in front of us, our soul connection is very clear, we understand who we are. Then we go to the Earth Star, and I keep the Earth Star and the Stellar Gateway to the end always, because the Earth Star in your third dimension is a feeling of belonging here. And when you're in your third, so many people say, I don't get it, I don't feel this. They walk on the Earth, but they don't feel it. They don't feel the footprint under your foot. They don't feel and look at the beauty of the leaves on the trees. They don't see it. Once you've gone through self-love, that awareness becomes very strong. And then in the fifth dimension, everything is felt, and it's felt as it should be felt. So love is everywhere. Light is everywhere. Energy is everywhere. Life is everywhere. And therefore, you can feel why you belong, why you are here. And it gives you that sense of connection to Earth, which allows your human energy to, I guess, relax into the heartbeat and the pace of Earth. Mm. And then we go to the Stellar Gateway. And as we know, this is all about our awakening, our enlightenment, our ascension. And when you're in the third dimensional energy, you're always asking, how do I do that? And I mean, well, I don't mean by asking. You can be asking upstairs, but it's normally going to people, asking questions, receiving answers, but never really fully accepting them. And then carry on looking. And you just, it's like you're perpetually looking. Because what you haven't done is stopped to go through the self-love bit, look at yourself. And then when you have, and you get into the fifth, and you've accepted fully, it's at that point in the Dharmic gateway that you can step off the threshold.
Wow.
Does all that make sense?
It absolutely makes sense. And I tell you, you were different when you were talking about the earth, the earth chakra, you know, and connecting it to Mother Earth. It's, you know, absolutely beautiful, because I go outside and I see literally everything glistening, and I see the rods, you know, the little, I see them millions, billions in the air, and all the birds come to play in my backyard, and the rabbits are running, and I am just tickled by all of it. And I stop from what I'm doing in the day just to go look out my back window and feed the birds and play with the birds, and step outside and look at the sun and feel the energy. And the sun, when I do that, oh my gosh, my crown starts to pulse and vibrate. And
I know.
Every time
we get a bit of sunshine over here, I take my laptop outside and work outside, because it's just so wonderful to have that connection. You know, watch what's going on around you and feel it. Every morning I've got an oak tree at the bottom of my garden, and I get woken to the dawn chorus where all the birds just can't stop singing with the joy of being awake. It's just lovely.
It truly is. Now, you know what, Kathy, let's really go back to the love, the self-love.
Yes.
Because that's so vitally important to this whole equation.
Yes,
and
it is.
So, how do we walk someone through the steps, for example, if they say they don't know how to love themselves, they don't love themselves?
Yeah, I know. That's a very difficult one to answer, because it's a very individual journey. It's really, really personal, okay? But there are so many things you can do, and I want to kind of get into that, getting in touch with love right now as we speak.
Okay.
Because the first thing you need to do is accept who you are, you know, dark hair, blonde hair, tall, short, whatever, you have to be able to look in the mirror and say, do you know what? I really love you. You are fantastic just as you are. You deserve to be here on this planet because you are an amazing person. And I know that sounds really silly, but it really isn't, because, you know, we meet people all the time and we give them hugs, we transfer love. How often do we stop to give it to ourselves? We really don't do it very often. And I read a most beautiful book, 2 or 3 years back now, and I can't remember the title, but it was all about this guy who was at the end of his tether, and something in him clicked and broke, and he realized he didn't love himself. And so every second of every day, he just kept repeating, I love you. I love you. I really love you. And then eventually his energy allowed him to accept that. And as it did, everything then started to flow to him, because he knew if he could love him, then everything else could love him. You know, I went to a talk last week by Neil Donald Walsh, the author of Conversations with God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And two things stuck out to me big time in the whole of the talk, which was really good and lovely. He was a fantastic, funny guy. Two things which stuck into me. The first thing he said was, every morning, you know, he said, we are all, as you know, we are all aspects of God. And we know that, don't we? Because we all are.
Yes.
And he said, but every morning, he said, when you wake up, what face of God are you going to show to the world? Are you going to wake up being the most wonderful, lovable, adoring person who just wants to bring joy and happiness to the world and love the moment you're living in? Are you going to wake up and be that person who does love who they are and is constantly trying to find reasons why they shouldn't? you know, who are, which part of God are you going to be when you wake up? And I thought, do you know, that's a really quite nice way of looking at it.
Absolutely.
And then the second thing he said, which stuck in my mind, is what comes through you sticks to you. So if when your thoughts, when thoughts come into you, intuition comes into you, or you create your own, only create those which are going to add value to you, because when they add value to you, then they come, that comes back to you. So don't entertain negative thoughts, don't entertain low energy actions we've been talking about. If you find yourself doing it, I'll come on to that in a minute, it needs to change. Okay, so accepting yourself is the first thing, and there's so many different ways and tools and techniques of doing it, but the easiest and the most effective is just to say, I love you. So, Kathy, I really, really love you, you know, and you just need to say it, and say it looking at yourself in the mirror and seeing it, or even just saying it out loud, and beginning to really accept. You know, as you're walking around and you're walking on the ground and you're looking down at your feet on the earth going, do you know, it feels good to be here. I love me. I feel really good to be here. Okay. You then have to come to being forgiving yourself. There's a prayer, isn't it? The Kahuna prayer, which is, I'm sorry, please forgive me. Mm-hmm. I love you, thank you. And it's the same sort of process. You know, you have to forgive yourself. So if you find that, you know, you keep on slipping back to not loving yourself, then just acknowledge it and say, it's okay. You know, I'm sorry, Kath, you know, I didn't do it as well today, but every day I'm getting better and better at it, and I love you, you know. And if things have happened in the past, be grateful for them, because they are a lesson to you in what to do. And I know that's a hard thing to say, because I, trust me, my life hasn't been a bed of roses, so I understand the pain which people go through. I have walked that journey. But I'm still grateful for it, because it turned me into the person I am.
Absolutely.
So you have to love yourself and mm-hmm. be grateful for that. So you then come on to the I love you bit, and the really meaning it. You know, I accept you, I forgive you, I love you, Kathy. You know, this is it. This is your moment. You know what, Kath? This is your life. You know, we used to have a program over here in the UK called This Is Your Life, and Eamon Andrews was a presenter. He'd come out with this big red book, and he would present to a celebrity their life. You know, and you can get to a point in your life, and you think, you know, you get to whatever age you are, and you say, "This is my life. Have I lived it yet? Have I actually started? Or have I spent the whole time whinging about what I'm doing, or what's not happening, or who's doing this, or what's doing that?" Life is for living. And as soon as we, you know, recognise that, then we really start to love ourselves, because it's, for goodness sake, come on, this is our life. Let's get on with it. And then we need to be thankful. And I've got a wonderful prayer which the angels gave me, which I'm quite happy to share now. And I don't know whether you can keep it to share with your listeners afterwards. I'm not sure. But I'll read it out, okay?
Okay.
It's called the Thankfulness Prayer. And you have to put your own name in it. So if I say the sentence, the people who are listening want to repeat it to themselves, they can, okay, because it will go in.
Okay.
This is the Thankfulness Prayer. So I say, dear Kathy, I am thankful that every day you, Kathy, are kind to me. I am thankful that you, Kathy, love me unconditionally. I am thankful that you, Kathy, welcome happiness into my life and laugh with such joy that your sides ache. I am thankful that you, Kathy, welcome abundance into my life. You love living this way. I am thankful that you, Kathy, welcome opportunities for me and you receive them gratefully. I am thankful that I, Kathy, live life in flow, honoring my light gifts and sharing my light brightly. I am thankful that I, Kathy, welcome beauty and wealth into my life, and I love living opulently. It surrounds me in beauty. I am thankful that I, Kathy, value me, and I accept money in return for the service I offer to others. I am thankful that I, Kathy, respect me, and that I honour my body and health. I am thankful that I, Kathy, walk my talk, and I am open and honest person. I am thankful that I, Kathy, ask nicely, I receive gratefully, and I value what I have with ease and grace. I am thankful that I, Kathy, have wonderful family and friends, and I love them, and they love me unconditionally. So thank you, Kathy, for being a wonderful person and for sharing your divine light just as you are.
Ah, that was lovely. You know what? If you send me a copy of that, I will post it on my Facebook page for Affirmations for Living. That way everyone will get that.
Ah, fantastic. Yes, I will. Isn't it nice? It makes you feel really good.
It does.
Okay. Yeah.
So.
Okay.
So this is all a part of understanding the new and emerging you.
Yes, totally. Yeah. And then we get to how to really accept to let go. So we've gone through the getting in touch with the love in the fourth energy. But to really embrace it and live it, we have to accept and let go. And that's where conscious change comes in. Now, I'm sure your listeners are familiar with the kind of the management cycle, but I'll go through it just in case. If we look at learning to drive, okay, when you first sit in a car, you really do know, don't you, that you're unconsciously incompetent at driving your car, okay? Mm-hmm. And then you have a few lessons, and then you become consciously incompetent at driving your car because you stall it a few times, don't you? But you know that you're doing it now. And then suddenly you become consciously competent because you're driving, but you've got to really think about it. And then after a while, you just do it without a thought and you become consciously competent. And that's what we're trying to achieve with this process, because each and every one of us has a patterned behavior. We've got learnt stuff we've done in this life. It's like dieting. You know, you have to do it, and then your whole physiological approach takes 3 months to remember that you're doing something different. And so you have to learn this new process. It's the same with giving yourself love and accepting it. You have to keep doing it and consciously picking yourself up when you fall and not punishing yourself when you do, because it's just part of the process. So, you know, you have to be very aware if you are putting any expectations on stuff. Because if you are, you're in the third dimensional energy.
Wow, that's very difficult, because we always, you know, we've been brainwashed, programmed to what we want. We have programming. We watch television. Yep. It tells us what we want our house to look like, our car to be like, yep, what type of job, how much money, what outfit I need to wear today.
Yep.
Everything is programming. Yep. So you're saying we have to break free.
You have to break free, but you can still want those things, but don't have any expectations on them. Because if you do, suddenly you're waking up with a ton of bricks on your back you're carrying around, rather than just waking up in that free energy thinking, yeah, this is what I really like. I've asked if it's my highest good, it's going to come, you know, and there you go. Mm-hmm. You know, that you can write letters to the universe asking for things, you know, saying, I don't know, I would really like a new car. You know, this one's getting really tired now and it needs a rest, but I really need to keep a car. Can you please bring me my perfect car? If it's for my highest good, could you please make it happen immediately? And then you just give it over and let them bring your perfect car to you, rather than you thinking they're thinking, right, okay, I'm going to have that blue BMW because that's the one I want. Do you know, when I went to a seminar back last summer sometime, and it was a very corporate one, okay, and it was to do with, I can't remember what it was to do with now, but part of it was about kind of sealing a deal, okay? Now, if you go in, and it's just reminded me because I was talking about cars, this guy, okay, who was doing the presentation, he basically says, if you're going into a place where you want to buy something, okay, you should already know what your bottom line is, the bit where there's no going past, okay? And once you've got to there, you're just going to walk away because you know that somewhere else you can get it anyway. And he did this with his car. He had a BMW, funnily enough. And the BMW showrooms and that kept ringing him up saying, we've got a new BMW. You would like this new BMW, wouldn't you? And he's going, I'd love that new BMW. And they'll go, well, you can have it for X. And he's going, I really would love that BMW. But, you know, I've got one and it does a really good job, but thank you, no. Anyway, they kept coming back to him saying, you'd really like this BMW. And he was going, yes, I would really like that BMW. It's a fantastic car. Well, we've knocked it down in price now. You can have it for this. And he's going, well, actually, you know, I don't want to pay any money because I've got a fantastic car. And eventually, when it got to July, they rang him up and said, do you know what? We've got this amount of cars now and they need to go because we're at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. Would you just mm-hmm. like to swap your car? And so he got his beautiful brand new BMW for nothing because he had no expectation that he was going to get it because he was very happy with what he had and he knew he could get something elsewhere anyway. So he put no expectation on that and what he got was what he wanted.
Very important lesson.
Yeah. So we can still want it, but we can't expect it, okay? And because as soon as we do, then we put conditions on either ourselves or anything else around us to try to bring that expectation to life. Mm-hmm. We'd say, oh, you know, I'd like that BMW, really like that BMW, but God, you know, it's for sale now. And you know, if I don't try and get the money by next week, it's going to go. And then you start putting yourself under all this pressure and you bring your energy down and you put your stuff on eBay to try to sell enough money to buy your car rather than just going, right, I really love a new car. This is what I would really like, and then letting it come to you. Okay.
Absolutely.
And so then we start to, once we've got to grips with being consciously aware of cracking the nut of expectations and conditioning, when we're doing it, going thinking, right, okay, stop, rise above it, look at the bigger picture, ask and let go, leave it there. Then we start to accept. And then when we start to accept, then our whole energy field starts to surrender. It's like the whole weight goes from your body when you start to surrender. And then when you let go, the sense of inner peace is amazing. It's like, why didn't I ever do that years ago? And you said, what have I been doing? And that's about really letting go. But you have to change your behavior. And it is something you have to consciously do because we are patterned. It slips back in. I do all the time. It slips back in. I think, what are you doing now? Stop it. You know, breathe, connect, and go. And that's what we need to do.
Now, we only have a few more moments, and so I know. So let's make sure we talk about your upcoming event in Hawaii, all your websites, all of that, because I don't want to leave any of that information out.
Okay. Well, I'll start with my website. My website is www.kathycroswell.com, and that's Kathy with a K, KathyCrossswell.com. I do one-to-ones for people. So if anybody would like to book in for a one-to-one, I can help you connect to your soul pathway. The angels are very good at doing that. They quite often, the first thing they do is they ask you what you want to know, and then they will answer your questions through the session. But they do take you either into relevance in this life or into relevance of another life to show you, demonstrate to you what your gift is and how to work with it. And that's what they do really, really well in these sessions. I've also got this retreat in Hawaii. I'm so excited, I can't tell you. It's kind of out there advertised, but it's really, really not advertised very well at the moment because I'm finalising all the detail with the person who owns the villa, which I've got for the period. It's from the 1st to the 10th of November. And what we're going to be doing is working very much along these lines, because the whole idea is to help people get through the Dharmic gateway so they can start walking their pathway, so they can start really to ascend. And also on the trip, we're going to be going hopefully to snorkel with the turtles, swim with the dolphins in the sea, whale watch, go out on a lava boat to see the lava flowing sea. There's a full moon, so it's going to be a full moon ceremony. And also most of the workshops are going to be out in nature in the volcanic parks in and around the place.
Sounds lovely.
So it is fantastic. I can't wait. And I also do through my one-to-ones and also through group courses, I can help people open up to their psychic gifts and to use them and understand how to work with them safely. And I am going to be coming up with a program very soon of events, quite a lot in the States, to be fair, where I would do a talk, then a workshop the day after, and then maybe one-to-ones following that. And also, like I said earlier, this little tiny book, it's only going to be a tiny little book around this topic, is going to come out. It's going to be, it's £3.97, they've told me, in UK terms. That's very, very small money. Mm-hmm. And with it, they would like me to kind of then record some exercises and meditations, which people then can tune into as well. So that I plan to get out within probably the next 2, 3, 4 weeks, so people can buy.
So that'll be on your website when it's ready?
Yes, okay. It will be, yeah. Okay. But they only told me about it 5 days ago, so, I'm working through it now. Bless them, they give me a lot of notice. So that's all about me. So, yes, if you'd like to, and also my one-to-ones at the moment, I've got an offer on, because we've just gone through the Grand Cardinal Cross, as you'll be aware, and the energy of that is all about awakening. It's all about bringing up this stuff. So I thought, what a perfect time to put an offer out so people can maximize a one-to-one if they want to. And if people want to,
Are you offering a special for the one-to-ones right now?
Yes, it's £37 for an hour. And also, if people come onto my website and register for the newsletter, and if they, I don't know how I want to do that. I want to give somebody a free book for the first person who does, but I don't know how I'm going to do that because I don't know who they are. So maybe they need to let you know if they have, or something. You can let me know. And then I'll get a free book to them, either the Keys to the Universe or the Ascension Through Orbs book.
Okay.
Whichever they'd prefer.
Wonderful. Well, do we have anything else that you want to add to finding, getting into your heart, getting the love, that's going to help you find your gift.
Totally.
So how do we tidy everything up before we're out of time?
Okay. Well, I'll just go very quickly. Finding your gift is really important. Once you've got into your energy, and intuitively you're going to feel it. It's going to be on the tip of your tongue more and more. And the more you let go, the more it will manifest to you. You're not going to help yourself. You will become your gift, okay? It's an instinctive feeling. And then once you've got that, you then need to know how to work with it. And that they were telling me that walking forward onto your dharmic path, because once you've got the fourth dimensional bit cracked, and it has to be cracked across all the chakras, when you walk onto your dharmic path, it's like stepping on stones which move forward. So as you start to unravel who you are and how to work with it, you keep moving forward. If you drop out of the energy, you'll just stay there for a bit until you're back into it again. And the more you're in this energy, the more you're going to manifest into your life, okay? Mm-hmm. So only, my advice here is only accept the best of everything, because whatever isn't right for you can stay with that person for them to deal with. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay, so good luck to everybody, because it's the most amazing time at the moment.
It truly is. Yeah, there aren't words to describe all that's going on. It's just amazing. And I know when we spoke the first time and you shared that information, so much has turned on and activated.
Fantastic. I'm so happy.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Definitely.
Catch up.
Yeah, we do have to do a catch up. So, and that is really the manifesting the 5D way is about getting out of the way, asking for your best and highest good, and knowing that that's what's going to come to you. And so just stop with all the conditions, love yourself enough to know that you are deserving of all the good that the universe has for you, and that it will come to you with grace and ease.
And be totally grateful.
Yeah.
And know that it's totally limitless as well.
Yeah, exactly. Because we tend to put conditions on things thinking, well, you know, I'm only worthy of this little bit. I don't want to take too much. The universe has abundance for you, abundance of whatever that is for your best and highest good. Receive it. Allow it to flow to you. It's a good thing. We are all deserving of it. We are all just beautiful divine beings.
We are. Thank you so much for asking me back on your show. I really love it.
My pleasure, Kathy. Thank you. Go get some rest and we'll talk later. Okay.
Okay, I love you loads.
Bye. Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye. You've been listening to Affirmations for Living with Edwige. Join us again next week, Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the BBS Radio Network, and visit my Facebook page, download my app, Awakened, and visit my website, affirmationsforliving.net. And remember, be the change that you want to see. Until next time, this is Reverend Dr. Edwige. Namaste.